Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Psychic Talk Radio Network and my show, Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I'm coming to you from sunny Wisconsin. A little bit about myself. I'm an intuitive healer, certified Reiki master, life coach, as well as a wife and mother to three very energetic boys. So before we move on with our topic today, I'd like everyone to know that this is a call-in show, as well as our future shows will be call-ins as well. So if you would like some guidance, the number to call in is 714-816-4628. And also be sure to press 1 on your keypad to be in queue. Or if you would like to just listen over the phone, you can as well. Just don't press 1. And you can also listen on your computer and interact with me in our chat room by going to psychictalk.net/live. So that's psychictalk.net/live. So on to today's topic. Today we're going to be starting a series on the chakras, starting with our root chakras today. And the word chakra in Sanskrit translates to wheel or disc. So when we talk about chakras in our body, it refers to wheels of energy that run down the center of our body. And we have 7 main chakras, which we'll be covering each week for the next 6 weeks. The first chakra, which is called the root chakra, is considered our spiritual engine or a powerhouse. Because when your root chakra is strong and grounded, it helps with all the other chakras. Now, the root chakra is commonly seen as the color red. But something I do want to mention is that our chakra colors can be different colors than are commonly seen. As a healer, I myself have seen different colors in certain chakras depending on the person and what they've been through in their life. So our root chakra has to do with security, survival, and our basic needs, as well as confidence in our presence. So some questions you may ask is, do I feel safe? Am I grounded? Do I feel powerful? Our root chakra is located at the base of our spine and also corresponds to our adrenal glands. So now let's take a look at when you have a closed or a weak chakra, root chakra, as well as what it looks like when it's healthy, open, and strong. So when you have a weak root chakra, physically you may have shaky legs, which also means you aren't grounded. You may have a victim mentality, and you aren't able to say no. So, you know, if you feel like if it feels very uncomfortable for you to say no. You know, that's a sign that your root chakra needs a little help. Other signs you may see are believing that being angry is not okay. And you may avoid conflict, as well as not being able to let go and feel free, low energy, depression, fear, worry, and anxiety. So signs of a healthy root chakra, which means that it's open and strong, are feeling secure, strong, powerful, and confident. You're time sensitive and are present in the here and now. You're comfortable standing up for yourself. You have high energy levels. You have clear boundaries, and you have a drive and passion for life. All right, so you may be asking yourself, what can I do to strengthen my root chakras? Here are some practical steps that you can take. So are you a person that exercises? If you're not, you know, now is a great time to start. Do exercises that make you feel good, whether it's dancing, Zumba, or cycling, things that really just help get you motivated, as well as, you know, making sure that you work out, you know, be able to reach up to 3 to 4 times a week. And you'll soon find out that you feel so good about yourself. Another tip is to journal. I am big on journaling and meditating. And what you should journal about is what you truly want in life. So if that is about being financially secure, or if you want to travel, you know, what do you truly want in life? What really gets you excited? Also, be sure to do things you love as self-care. And also what helps is eating red foods like beets and wearing red. When someone wears a red dress, doesn't she exude confidence and draw attention to herself? How about a power tie? You know, there's a reason it's red. It's the color red. Okay. Now, if you would like to you know, join in on the conversation about your root chakra or anything that you would like to add, you know, feel free to call at 714-816-4628 and be sure to press number 1 on your keypad. And I think we are ready to take some callers right now. Let's get to the person who has been on for the longest.
Hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, this is Anne. Anne Anula from Soul
Anne.
Sisters. Hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm so excited for your show. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. It's so
well, thank you
interesting to hear you. So interesting, very interesting.
Well, thank you so much for calling. And where are you calling from now?
I just couldn't resist. I'm currently in Stockholm, Sweden. And I'm the,
okay.
I think Dax put a nice name on me, and he's right. I'm the gypsy one of all of us. So I'm kind of moving back and forth, Stockholm, Greece.
So, callers or listeners, if you don't know, she's on with Sue on Thursdays on her show Soul Sisters. And actually, this Thursday, you're taking open lines, right?
Yes, we're taking open lines. And you actually took my place, I think it was the 16th of August on Soul Sisters. So, remember?
Yes.
That was great.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun to do.
Yes, yes. It's very intriguing with the chakras, right? Because they make a great impact on our bodies.
Oh, yes,
right?
Definitely. As a healer, I'm always working with the chakras, and it's so interesting to find what you can, find out about a person through their chakras. And, a lot of times when I'm working with a client, I hear and see different things are going on in their lives that they need help with. It is very interesting. Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting, and actually you can sense where your challenges are, and you can actually see those challenges, if you want to, as kind of beautiful, because they point out for you where you have your, where you can work and grow. So
yes,
it's exactly. Fascinating how when you have something with your throat chakra, it might prevent you from speaking properly, for instance, or with
mm-hmm.
your root chakra, you feel unsafe, unsecure, you don't feel grounded,
mm-hmm.
things can be kind of weird in your life, and it's
yes,
so strongly
and
connected.
Even, yeah, and shaky legs, physically, you see that, and other things that may, physically be wrong in your body because of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, it can manifest in your body as different,
mm-hmm.
even sickness, actually, if it goes to a certain point. But
yes.
Basically,
yes.
It is because all, now I'm going to talk about what I think. Everything is energy.
Oh, no,
so everything is energy. So even if it's something that has manifested,
mm-hmm.
talking about that, by the way, my throat chakra, because I caught myself a cold coming back to Sweden. So how about that? Not wanting to be here, really. It's cold. And yeah, that's kind of obvious if you look at it that way. But the root chakra, that's also very interesting because it's like your safety. And when you watch your chakras, you can, some people don't feel they can visualize, right? But you can always have a sense if you try to just feel and sense and look inwards. And you can sense them. Are your chakras bright in color? Do they look a bit foggy? Do you sense that they are opening up as they should?
Mm-hmm.
Do they feel closed? Are they working in alignment with each other? There's so many things, actually. I feel most people can sense it. If there's something off, that tells us that chakra is maybe not working at 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. When I first started doing chakra work, I didn't actually see anything. I just kind of went through each of the chakras, just kind of imagining what it looked like. But now, as I have done it more and more, and working with the angels too, now I could see, different colors as well as I hear things. Like sometimes things that the person might need when it comes to their diet.
Yeah.
One time I was doing work on their roots, and I heard cherries. It was,
funny.
Very interesting. And so, like, I went through all of the chakras, and it was all fruit. You know, I heard orange and lemons and plums. I was like, oh, interesting. And I told I told my client this afterwards, and she was like, yeah, I could use some vitamin C in my diet. So,
okay.
So, yeah, it's very interesting to find that out.
Yeah, we usually get all the signs we need in different manners. It's just to be open and receptive, you know. And that's why we go to someone else sometimes, because I do feel that every one of us sometimes, even how much we work with others, we also sometimes go to someone else to care for ourselves, because we are so into our own selves, so sometimes we don't see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting too. Very interesting.
Yes, exactly. Because it's, you know, hard to be objective about ourselves. That, you know, when someone else, you know, healer steps in, you know, they can show us different things. Even healers going to other healers as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important. How do you feel with your first show? I'm so excited for you.
A little, you know, it is a little unnerving because actually yesterday, I think I caught the flu or something. It was really odd. It just kind of like, bam, you know, and so today I'm feeling much better, thankfully. But yeah,
I can't hear anything on your voice. Nothing. You sound great.
Thank you. I you should have seen all this stuff. I took elderberry syrup and golden field pills and just to make sure that I was up to par. Yeah. And doing a lot of meditation.
Yeah. And we need that, you know, to kind of be in our own energy, because also as when we open ourselves up, we tend to pick up a lot of things. So it's kind of difficult sometimes to distinguish. And even energies from others can kind of sit, if we allow it, of course. It's all about free will, but we can end up with some things that are kind of sitting in our body that's not originally coming from us. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of also a clear thing that you need to make some healing and work on your chakras and check yourself once in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Like anything else that's going on with you?
No, nothing. Just my love for you. And I'm so excited. And I'm so happy. And thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I love our family here at Psychic Talk Radio. And you know, you're so sweet. You do a lot for all of us. So just know that.
Thank you. Everybody's doing a lot for everybody. It's like a beautiful family.
Yes, definitely. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, bye-bye. And let's see. Do we have any other callers? Let's see.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Ebony, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Ebony. So how can I help you?
I would like a mini reading, possibly.
Okay. Sure. So what is your question?
I would like to know about how to, I guess, get my finances on track or back on track. It was like I've been listening to the call too, and it's crazy because I was kind of sick yesterday, and I took some of my kids' elderberry syrup and stuff, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. but it's like my energy is off, and I'm just kind of afraid that it's possibly, you know, having to do with my marriage or something like that. Like, you know, sometimes when you surround yourself with certain energies that you know you're not supposed to continue, like, you know, when the growth is complete, like, you just keep holding on. It's like, I don't know, sometimes it gets, like, depressing and draining, and I just want to consult with spirit a little bit and just not get in my own head, because being a stay-at-home mom, I don't know, I kind of just get in my own head a lot.
I just want
to make sure I'm not settling.
Mm-hmm.
And a sense of, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Like, not settling in the sense of, like, my spiritual, financial growth, spiritual growth, physical growth, all that.
Mm-hmm. I do feel a lot when it comes to your heart. And it sounds to me that, let me ask you, when's the last time you've done something for yourself?
Well, like, I sing and kind of, like, you know, modeling a little bit and doing a little, like, a stage play or whatever. So, like, I'm able to go off and, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I kind of can do a little bit for myself sometimes.
Okay.
I really can't answer that question if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm sensing is a lot of stuck energy. So, you know, it's a little stagnant. And, I mean, it's common, especially as a mom. You know, you're always taking care of your kids. And how many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay. So, yeah, you're always taking care of your kids and always thinking about them and everyone else. It's forget about ourselves. So, you know, I want to encourage you to, you know, go out. I don't know if you have a sitter available for your kids or someone who can watch them for a little bit. But even going out for, you know, an hour, or half an hour or an hour each week would help a lot for you. Do you have a lot of friends nearby?
No.
No. Okay.
We actually are possibly going to have a few people come and live with us because they need a place to live for a few months. So
okay.
I'm just praying that this works out and that I can possibly either get a job to put into my, you know, entertainment career, and, you know, then that'll kind of help us out. I just don't want to put a Band-Aid on what I kind of feel like is me being stuck in a dead-end situation in my, like I just feel a lot of drainage coming from him. Like, I'm not saying I can't help, and I'm, like, a stay-at-home mom, so, like, he take care of me, so I don't, you know, I try not to, like, complain and stuff like that. It's just, I know I need a job. I'm just trying to figure
this. Well, you know, it wouldn't be complaining. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be complaining for you to be able to express, you know, what you're really feeling. You know, so you need to be able to. But also, you know, I think it starts with you. So find a creative outlet, because once you do, your intuition will start to really like flow, and your energy will start to flow. So creativity, meaning, you know, it doesn't have to be drawing, or it doesn't have to be, you know, anything artsy, but whether it's, you know, if you love to make food, you know, make foods that you love, or even going outside in nature and reading a book that you haven't read in a while. You know, so things like that to really get your creative juices flowing. Because once you do, you'll start to feel so much better. But also the intuition is going to really just come at you, letting you know what you need to do in your next step. And also, I encourage journaling a lot. So, you know, start journaling about some of your feelings. You know, what you're going through, just put it all down. And as you're writing, if there's new things that pop into your your mind, just write it all down, because soon you'll find, it might not make sense at first, but soon you'll find that, oh, this is what I should be doing next. That's what you'll find.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you'll find out, you know, the things that you love to do, your passions. And you'll also know, like, what kind of job that you should be doing as well. You know, that'll all come out, because you want to do something that really drives you, you know, something that you're really passionate about. So if you really love to model, you know, keep at it. It'll work. It'll manifest. You know, get some of that energy flowing. Going out into nature is great. You know, take your kids for a walk, maybe during, you know, after dinner or something like that. You know, just go for a walk. You know, breathe in that air. Take real long, deep breaths. You'll soon feel so much better, and soon you'll just get a lot of things coming to you. That's right for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And, I'm on a weekly show, so, you know, feel free to give us a call back and let us know how things are going.
Thanks.
Have a good day. All right. So if I see that we have another caller.
Hi.
Hello. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. So,
hi.
How are you?
Okay.
So, did you have a question for me?
I do. I've got an issue going on at the new apartment I moved to, where the man that parks next to me is actually urinating in his parking space, and also spitting.
Oh.
And I don't know if there'd be retribution if I talk to management about it, or if I should approach him, or what I should do. I need to do something because it's pretty disgusting.
And have you seen this man?
No, but I park next to him, and when I come out in the morning, the urine smell is unbelievable. And I came out the other day, and there was somebody had spit a lot of mucus up. closer to my car than his face. There's no walking around here. Go ahead.
Letting the apartment know first. Because you know, if you're having the issue, I'm sure others are as well.
No, they're not.
So,
it's just
yeah.
Tim. Can you tell if there's going to be any backlash?
I don't see that. But yeah, I really don't see that happening. So yeah, I wouldn't be afraid to say something to the.
What do you see the outcome being?
Well, I do see, you know, something happening. I'm not right now. I can't be sure exactly what that is, but I do see something happening, though. I don't see you getting into trouble, so I wouldn't worry about that. But you know, it needs to be said, though.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask you about my cat?
Well, right now I do have other callers on the show.
Okay.
All
right. Thank
but
you.
All right. So before we get to our next caller, we do have some upcoming shows that I would like to mention. So you can always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all of our shows that are coming up. But to briefly do an overview, tomorrow, September 11th, the Power of Three show with hosts Vivian, Fiona, and Rose. They will be covering the Shining the Light on Death and Dying. So that's tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. On Thursday, I had mentioned a little earlier when Anne called, Anne and Sue will be taking your calls. They have open lines, so you know, be sure to join them if you have any questions, you know, whatever is on your mind. And they'll be on at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Eastern, as well as 5 p.m. London Time. And then Friday, McKee will be performing an on-air Maybon ritual. So be sure to join us for that. It sounds like it'll be very exciting. And then, of course, on Saturday, September 22nd, is Psychic Saturday. And be sure to tune in as Dax, Mary, and Sharona, who will be the guest host for open lines and readings as well. So they'll be taking your calls for, you know, whatever is on your mind. So be sure to join them as well. And they will be on at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So let's move on to our next caller.
Hi, thank you for taking my
Hello.
Call.
Hi, what is your name
Hello.
And where are you calling from?
My name
Hello?
Is Bhavana, and I'm calling from Hawaii. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. So what is your question?
My question is about housing and moving, and just wondered what comes up with guidance regarding housing and moving.
Okay.
And I can ask a more specific question if that's helpful.
Sure.
Well, I moved into a new place a few months ago, but my guidance said it was good for 4 months, and I didn't know what that meant, although at the time it was a very good move. I had just returned from a long trip to India where my some relatives are, and I had left the place I was at before, so coming back, it was good to have a place to move into, so I took it and rented it. And since I moved here, next door, some people moved in, and they're completely remodeling the house, and they chopped a huge old tree down that was towering over my kitchen window, and the energy has totally shifted. So I can see why my guidance was telling me that. And I wonder if this is a time to move to another rental, which can be very unstable on this island. I'm on the island of Kauai because of a lot of landlords all of a sudden want to convert it to a vacation rental because they can make three times as much. Or is it time to look into buying a property? And if it's here on the island, or is it somewhere else in the USA to be able to do that so I can just continue my work because I work at home? So it gets disruptive when I have to move because I have to set everything up again.
Mm-hmm. I see. So right now what I'm seeing, what I'm sensing is that, yes, you know, moving is, you know, what you should be doing. But I don't see it going to somewhere else, like, but staying where you are, like, on the island, if that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And for you, how does when you hear that, how does that feel to you?
Well, it resonates because I've only lived here for not even a year and a half yet, you know, and it takes some time to get settled in a new place. So it makes sense to, like, put some roots down before I just leave. But, you know, because a lot of people come to this island and they do leave within the first year or so or 2 years because it's not, of course, it's paradise. People love to vacation here. But living here, is we give up a lot of things. Like, there's, you know, things are more expensive. There's not a store on every corner. But the vibration of nature is very high. You don't go to the movies or out dancing so much here. But like I said, you've got these beautiful mountains and oceans, and that just sort of, it changes our whole lifestyle. You know, we're not close to friends and family who used to live in the U.S. So it's a different place to live. It's like you really want to know that you want to live here to make it work here, if that makes sense.
Yes, and you know what? Just from the sounds of you explaining this, I think you have your answer right there, because you know you're very animated when you're talking about where you are, and that says a lot. So listen to that, and everything else will fall into place. You know, as long as you feel that, you know, you really listen to your gut and intuition. Because, yeah, just like you explained it, it's beautiful. And you are loyal to where you are right now. And, yeah, that's where you should be.
Thank you. Do you see any possibility of buying a property over here because the people move around? I had to move a few times already, and I've never moved this much because one place was turned into a vacation rental. The next place was really moldy, and some landlords will rent them a dirty place because you don't discover it until you move in because it's such a popular place to live. They'll just get someone else to come, and those places just have a high turnover because other people don't stay as well because of the conditions. So I just would like to get settled here, whether it's renting or moving. It's kind of funny. I'm just laughing because I said, oh, okay, well, I'm going to be moving again. I'm getting used to it by now. It's like a spiritual lesson to let go of
a home, because your home is in your heart, you know, like it's in the land. It may not be in four quarters, but I would really like to be settled somewhere, because I lived one place a month, another place 9 months, and then this place will be my third month, and now my landlords are not sure whether they want to keep renting it to me, because my boyfriend's moving in, and they said a couple is okay when I moved in July. They told me that's okay, just pay a little bit more. But now they're changing their mind. And he's set to move in next month. So they said, well, it's okay for the month. And so it's kind of confusing.
Well, I would suggest, you know, if you are, you know, able to find a place that you can call your own. I do. I feel that that's what you do need to do. It might not happen right away, you know, just so that you are aware. But I would be looking for a permanent spot there.
Well, thank you for your feedback and your supportive words. Much appreciated.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of your show.
Yeah. Have a good day. All right. So before we go on to another caller, I would like to mention that I do book sessions. If you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and it's spelled C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E, you can book sessions with me for healing or for some guidance. So it's psychictalk.net/Catherine. And if you would like to get a hold of me, contact me through Messenger or email. You can find all of that information on there as well. Let's go on to our next caller. Hello, caller.
Yay, it's me.
Hello. What is your name? And
my name,
where are you calling
Adele.
From?
My name is Adele. I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, Adele. How are you?
So, my question is, I'm waiting on some documented papers to come back from the government for my patent. Can you tell me what do you feel around that? And when do you see coming back?
I'm not sure about when it would be coming back, but I feel that there is something. If you don't mind, can you tell me a little bit more about that, about the process that or the things that you've gone through before, you know, having this pen?
What do you mean?
So, like, the things that I feel that you've been through a lot with this, you know, when it came to the process. You know, I can't see the actual process, but can you kind of explain
it's been submitted already to the government. I'm just waiting on the approval, the actual patent, because right now it's in the patent pending status, and I'm waiting on the actual patent to come through.
Right now, I don't know if it's, I think I'm feeling, right now I'm feeling a lot of things that have to do with heart. So I don't know if it's, something you're going through, or just a nervousness that you're having about this. But what I see is I feel that, okay, so I do see it coming soon. I can't tell you, I don't know when exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not really nervous about it. I really actually feel pretty good about it. It's just that it's not a nervousness. It's probably an excitement that you're probably feeling. So I'm not nervous about it.
Okay.
It's just an abundance of excitement.
Uh-huh.
Like my vibrations, every time I think about it, my vibrations get so, like, way beyond me. Every time I think about it and how it came about, it's just that. That vibration is just like, oh my goodness.
Then yeah, you know what I would. I think you already know, you know, in your heart, you know what's going to happen, and you know, as long as you really, this is your passion, everything is going to turn out the way you want it to go. I know you're excited about it to come back, you know, as soon as possible. But yeah, you'll just have to, you know, for a little bit.
But you do actually see it going through and being approved?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you know, keep up that momentum of, being excited and, you know, and also don't forget to, you know, as you're waiting for this, you know, start to work on the other steps that you need to, you know, as you're waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
I got that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably
that way, you know,
put that energy somewhere. Probably need to put energy in motion.
Exactly. Exactly. So that, you know, so that the time of waiting for this, you know, goes by, but also you're prepared for once it gets there, the paperwork gets there, you know, you're
right.
Up and running.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's probably what I needed to hear. Yes. All right. That is well received. I really appreciate you. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You. I appreciate you so much for your work.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. All right. So I believe that we will. All right. So. You know, like I had mentioned before, you can always contact me through psychictalk.net/Catherine. I am available through email, so I don't believe it's on the site, but you can also email me at compassionatelighthealing, just like my show name, at gmail.com. And, you know, with any questions, if you'd like to book a session, you know, please let me know. You can also let me know through Gmail if that's more convenient for you. I also do have a group. If you're a person who is interested in growing when it comes to spiritually, as well as helping you with your intuition, I do have a group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/compassionandlight. We have a great family there. It's considered our family. We do messages where, I encourage everyone to use their intuition to to, you know, choose the cards as well as what their message is for them. So if that is something that you're interested in, please feel free to go there. Also, our next week's show, we will be covering our sacral chakra, our second chakra. So please be sure to tune in for that. And I'll be back on Monday at 11. One p.m. Central Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it will also be a call-in show. So be sure to tune in. And for now, this will be the end of our show for today. Thank you so much for all those who have tuned in to listen, and for those who have called in, and I wish you all a wonderful week.